So I'm here with Blake Trahan, and Blake, first thing I want to talk to you about is Team USA. You know, you had the opportunity to play with some amazing talent across the nation. What was it like for you to go through and to be a part of that?
It was a great experience. I can really compare, this minor league ball to that summer with Team USA. We traveled a lot. We played every day, and, it was great talent out there, So it was really a great experience for me.
And then, here you are, you're playing in the All-Star game. Now, how has it felt for you to be recognized for your skill, but also what you've done this year as a player and be here at the All-Star game?
Every guy that, plays minor league ball, every guy that's here, in this All-Star game, that's kind of one of the goals we set out to do, is be one of the best players in the league, because that's how you move up, and that's the main goal, is moving up and one day getting to the major leagues.
And then you were a third-round pick by the Reds, and so what was it like to get that call and to realize that you were being, drafted and being recognized at a pretty high level for your talent?
All glory to God, without him, this would be possible, and that feeling, to finally see your name be called, it was a great feeling and, very blessed.
And then, growing up, who was a coach that may have been the most influential in your playing career?
I want to say my college coach, Tony Robichaud. He didn't only teach me how to be a good ball player, he taught me how to be a man, and that's one thing that's helped me, through this, this half season of minor league ball, is being able to come out here and grind every day.
And then who in your life was your biggest motivator, your biggest kind of inspiration to do the best you could be?
Tony Robichaud is up there again, and James Langenau, he's a guy I played for, as I was young, and, he's taught me a lot about the game, how to play the game hard, and big thanks to those guys.
And then growing up, who was your favorite player that you like to watch and just kind of even emulate on the field?
Recently I've been watching a lot of Jose Altuve. He's a smaller guy like me, he's a guy that, he does it every day, and that's what I really focus on. I set daily goals, and he's a guy that, resembles that.
And you mentioned that, this is an everyday thing. You're really out here every day. You're working out, playing games. What have you done to really help you adjust to that everyday process and even kind of be more successful at it?
This is baseball, it's a game and you got to enjoy it, and that's the biggest thing. You got to come out here and enjoy it every day and realize, it's truly a blessing that you get to do this for a living, you're getting paid to play the game, and, you just got to, like I said, you got to continue to set daily goals and just try to get better every day.
Awesome. And then, tonight there's going to be a lot of kids out watching the game and kids who watch you at your home stadium. What advice would you have for kids who want to make it to that next level and want to play, whether it's college or pro, what would you tell them?
You got to work hard and you got to play the game hard, playing the game hard, that's what matters the most. You got to control the things you can't control. Baseball's a funny game. You just got to stay at it.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.